On this episode of the Ugly Truth About Business podcast, I have an incredible session with Jesse Simpson. Jesse's a former United States Marine machine gun squad leader and firefighter of the year that believes that the best measure of a life well lived is how much you give, how much you grow, and how far you go. You're going to enjoy this one.
Get ready.
Ready.
All right. For your wake up call.
Wake up!
He promises to tell you the truth, the whole truth, and the ugly truth. It's your life and business strategist, Steve Harris.
Hey, Jesse, welcome to the Ugly Truth About Business podcast, man.
Thank you for having me, Steve. I'm happy to be here.
Awesome stuff. So how are you doing? I forgot to ask you, you staying safe, staying sanitized, washing your hands?
Staying safe, staying sanitized, I'm washing my hands, absolutely. I'm pretty much just staying in my own little self-quarantine in my home at this point, so waiting for the world to open back up.
Right. Has your routine changed significantly since COVID?
You know, not really, not a whole lot. I mean, I love to get out and do a lot of hiking, which we've still been able to do hiking and stuff. And so that's still going well. And I work online and I just finished up grad school. So I go to school awesome. Online as well. And so for the most part, my life has been pretty unaffected as far as my routine. I was actually in El Salvador when this whole thing kicked off back in mid-March.
Okay.
Doing some consulting work down there, and we had to rush back, cut my flight or the trip short 2 days, and get back here expediently, let's say. And other than that, my life has been affected. I've just stayed in my bubble. I'm pivoting on my business and looking to really launch this thing when the world opens back up and we come back.
Absolutely, man. Just, you know, before we started recording the podcast, you were talking to me about planning to hike across East Africa. All right. So talk to me about that, because I'm black. I'm African. I am not thinking about hiking.
Absolutely. Yeah. So I love to travel. And perhaps if we get into my story a little bit, I mean, I spent pretty much the past 18 months nearly nonstop traveling all throughout Central and South America, then backpacking through Europe. And then really, I came back to the United States now to finish up my grad degree and grow my coaching business, grow with the communities that I'm working on right now. But as part of that, as sort of my graduation present, I was going to go on about a month-long backpacking trip through East Africa, going through Rwanda and Congo and hiking with some mountain gorillas and hiking to the top of a volcano and going on some safaris and stuff, and then ending that trip with trek through Kilimanjaro, up to the top of Kilimanjaro. So I was really looking forward to that, but for better or worse, it's been pushed back at least till next year. And yeah. So
that's pretty amazing, man, because I wouldn't even think about it. But I mean, those countries you mentioned are beautiful. Africa is an amazing continent. The people are warm, hospitable, friendly. I think, you know, no disrespect, but I think Africans perhaps are the nicest people that you would actually meet, because we're very nurturing. We're very welcoming. We have that mi casa, su casa, you know, and yeah, so it's a pretty amazing thing. So I'm sure by the time, you know, the world opens up, like you said, we'll get back to hiking, and hey, maybe I'll probably bump into you in some trail or something.
I love that.
Alrighty, cool. So let's get into your story, man. Who is Jesse? What's action oriented about? How did you start? And, you know, what was the wake up call to make you start on this journey?
Absolutely. Thanks for asking, Steve. So I help mission-driven millennials overcome adversity and take action on their dreams. So whatever that is, you know, I believe that action is the greatest adversary of adversity.
Right.
So the anxiety, the unease we feel in our bodies is a call to action. And
right.
So that's why I've created Action Oriented, as a way to help people overcome this adversity that we're facing now on a larger scale collectively in the world, but also as individuals in my coaching groups and the one-on-one coaching that I do, to help them move forward and execute on their dreams. Like, I think during this really sort of transformative time across the world, like, everything is changing. Like, the world as we know it is changing. We're right. All being called to transform. I see this as a call to action. And that's really what Action Oriented is about. It's answering that call to action and creating that community and that clarity and that push to move forward and execute on your dreams.
You know, I think that's pretty amazing. So, you know, most people think of millennials as, you know, very flighty, very, you know, not very deep rooted, so to speak. So to see that, you know, you're thinking about helping them be more grounded and take action, take massive action, because One of the things that I'm incredibly passionate about is execution. I mean, people over here in Nigeria, people call me Mr. Ruthless Execution. So I'm not interested in any way, shape, or form in ideas. I want you to get it done. I'm not interested in dreams. Let's just get it done. And you know, I always tell people it doesn't have to be perfect. It just has to be done, because I find that most people are caught up in the romance of the idea, but they're not interested in the execution. Why would you say that is?
Fear.
Absolutely, man.
And it's that fear that we have to overcome to create the life that we want to live. You know, whatever that is, whatever it's a business or a relationship or something for the people that are in our lives that have given us something. It's a fear of being seen. It's a fear of failure. It's a fear of success. But whatever that fear is what we need to overcome. That's the call to action. You know, right. So my call to action to people is when they feel that fear, to lean into it, listen to it. And don't let it stuff you down and put you back in your place. Like it's calling you to the next level in your life.
Right.
And that's why action, I think, is the answer.
You know, I love what you said about listening to the fear and actually leaning into the fear, because most people run away from fear. Fear is everything else that we want. So, you know, we just literally run away from it. Do you have any experiences with fear that you leaned into and perhaps gave you that cause for massive action?
You know, I think the first thing that comes to mind was, well, I think of two things. And the first one is my first business. And it was a nonprofit that I thought my whole life had been preparing for, you know, and it was a culmination of all these different things and a troubled youth to separation from the Marine Corps and struggling there, and then how I found my way. And I wanted to create that for these same people. But a number of different things happened. I mean, my best friend from the Marines died of a heroin overdose. I was working as a firefighter. I appreciate it, man. But yeah, so like personal traumas, I would say. And so it's like we get comfortable in this like bubble, but then it's these personal traumas. You know, my best friend, my older brother was very sick. My mom lost her job. Like all these different things that we could point to that are happening in our lives that push us further down. Like we depress them and we push them further down. We're not answering that call to action. And so we feel that pain finally. And then we like, I've had enough, you know? And so I think that's the first thing is starting the nonprofits and what I thought my whole life was preparing me for. But then the second thing was the close of the nonprofit, and it broke me. It completely broke me. It shattered my dreams, really. Everything that I thought I had been preparing me for my whole life was now gone. It vanished from before me and right in front of my eyes. And I struggled a lot with that. You know, I was the firefighter of the year in 2017. I had my dream job. I was starting this nonprofit and I thought everything was perfect. I had my dream girlfriend, but I was struggling with depression,
right,
substance abuse, like anger, anxiety, PTSD from the Marine Corps, and right, all these different like traumas were just piling on. And that's really when I decided I had to completely rewrite everything that I thought was me.
Right.
You know, and it pushed me back into my values and pushed me into myself. And I decided I'd measure my life by how much I give, how much I grow, and how far I go. And so for me, that meant becoming a coach so I can be of service to others in their time of need, helping them overcome the adversity they're facing and twist that adversity so it's the best thing that ever happened to them. The growth, going to grad school and getting a global management degree so I can make a difference on a larger scale. And
right,
the goal. And the goal was ultimately resigning from my career and leaving the comfort and safety of that, selling all my belongings and going on a really what ended up being an 18-month backpacking trip around much of the world.
That is amazing, man. That is amazing. But first off, thank you for your service. We truly, truly appreciate it. I want to say something because there are two different dynamics. So for example, here in Africa, in Nigeria, but let's say Africa generally, we don't have people who, you know, like you, who would, you know, join the Marines and, you know, pay the ultimate price and sacrifice. We don't have that ideology, so to speak, to serve our nation by putting our lives on the line. And then you've done this and you've come out of that and you felt like you had to deal with, you know, PTSD, substance abuse and things like that. And then you got into the firefighting crew and you became firefighter of the year. You know, you put your life on the line. What is it about you and people like you that cause you to say, you know what, I'm willing to put my life down for something worth dying for.
What is it about me? I don't think there's anything special about me. I think it's in all of us. I think that as collectively, you know, we're all called to do something larger than ourselves. And so for me, that came out as joining the military. I was in seventh grade on 9/11, and I decided I would be a Marine and a firefighter because of that. But there could be any sort of triggering event. It could be a caretaker or an idea or a mentor or somebody that affected you in some way that is calling you to step into that. I think we're being called to make changes in our life, especially now more than ever. But I don't think there's anything special about me. And I think really where people lose their way is when they are not answering their call to service. They're not answering their call to action. They're not answering the call to do something larger than themselves.
Man, that is profound as it gets. And I truly, truly agree with you. I truly agree with you. You know, I was thinking that, so here you are, you've left the Marines, you've left the fire department, and then you decide that you're going to, you know, go around the world and travel. I mean, how do you make that switch?
It was tough, you know, and the things that I've done in my life and all the things that, I'll just say that I feel like my life began when I turned 30. And a lot of it became from completely removing the belief systems that were given to me, like these outdated maps that were given to me, right, and starting to build my belief systems around what is my own. And I found that on my trip, and I found that through Give, Grow, Go. But as far as the actually taking action on it, it's just I was certain that I had to do this really to save my life. I was having suicidal thoughts, and I was crumbled down. Everything around me was falling apart. You know, I was my relationships were struggling, and I had this substance abuse problem and depression and all these different things. So I just started to climb my way out. But I knew that I had to escape in a way. I had to get out of here. And I was called back to South America,
right,
because in Peru. In 2013, I went down on a volunteer trip, and it just changed the course of my life. And it shifted some perspectives in my mind about what I should value as what should make me happy. You know, in the U.S. here, we're told that it's material wealth and possessions that will make us happy. And I was working with these kids in a very poor, sort of dangerous area outside Lima, Peru. And they were playing with sticks and balls in the dirt, and they were the happiest kids I've never met. And I imagine that when I think about Africa, I think about, just like you said, like the people are just the most warm and welcoming. And it doesn't matter what they have on the outside, it's what they have on the inside that radiates out of them. And so I was really sort of pulled back to that. And that's what kept me moving forward. But it was a strange time, because I couldn't really talk to anybody about it besides my girlfriend at the time, now fiance. And I couldn't talk to anybody. Like, no one understands. No one understands if you want to make a leap of faith, whether it's, you know, quitting your job or starting a business or traveling the world or any of these different things. They don't get it. And I think that's one of the challenges that we face, is that, you know, we as entrepreneurs and as leaders of our lives and people that are actually taking action to create something different, we are challenging the status quo, and that makes people uncomfortable.
Yeah.
So it was just I'm going to do this no matter what. It was a certainty that I had built in my mind and my body that I'm going to make this happen.
That's amazing. That's actually amazing. Because, you know, like you said, a lot of us just recognize the fear, and then we let that hold us back. And, you know, for me, one of the things that I'm most afraid of, and it's positive fear, if there's anything such like that, but it's positive fear. And I say to myself, I'm really afraid of regret. So regret motivates me. So I don't ever want to get to the place where I recognize that I coulda, shoulda, woulda, but I didn't because I was scared. So I'm just going to do it regardless. If I'm going to fail, heck it. Let's go down in a blaze of glory. You know what I mean? I'd rather just try and know that I put my heart into it than wonder what if. Because what if for me is so tragic that you realize you could have been greater, but you just didn't because you just didn't have the guts to.
I think you're spot on, Steve. And I was actually just thinking about this yesterday. I wrote it in my notes and I said, imagine the feeling of laying on your deathbed and wondering what if, you know, what thinking about wishing that you would have, you know, made that call, started that business, started that dream. It reminds me of a speech that I heard one time, and it talked about the richest place in the world. You know, the richest place in the world isn't a bank or a gold field or an oil field or a diamond mine or any of these things. It's no big business or government. The richest place in the world is a graveyard. You know, it's where these dreams have gone to die. You know, people are there. It's full of books never written, businesses never started. And listening to you, Steve, and knowing what I know about you, it's like that's not who you are. And you built it into who you are to take action so you don't have that fear of regrets or experience that regret or that what if on your deathbed.
Right. Absolutely. We want to die empty knowing that we ain't given the graveyard nothing, you know. But Jess, you know, with your journey so far, what are some of the most amazing highlights you've experienced so far?
If I could sum it up in one word, it would be freedom.
Right.
And it's complete emotional, spiritual, mental freedom. It's breaking free of the ties to all the things that in my mind don't matter as much anymore. And so creating the freedom to live my life on my own terms and be able to travel around the world and work and play with people from all different backgrounds and abilities and all the things that I've been able to really create after taking this massive action, that sums it up right there. I mean, I absolutely love being with my clients and helping them realize that they have a limiting belief blocking them from actually executing and then breaking through that.
Right.
Like the throat punch limiting beliefs and like this is, you see what this is and we can separate ourselves from it and move on. And so I think for me personally, it's the freedom to create my own life on my own terms, literally travel around the world. Hopefully the coronavirus will settle down after a little while now and I can get back out there. But it's that freedom, but also the impact and helping other people do the same and helping other people break through these limiting beliefs and really rewrite the story of their life and what they thought was possible for them.
Absolutely. Because, you know, limiting beliefs are so huge. And many of us don't even know that we're running this program subconsciously. And they're just, you know, we're just driving our lives on autopilot without recognizing that your limiting beliefs are actually have the steering wheel. And they're leading you towards a direction that you probably don't want to go, but you're powerless to change until you first address it. All right. But that's pretty amazing. You know, the podcast, Jesse, is The Ugly Truth About Business. And for me, I always like to think about the ugly truth as what are some of those things that no one ever told you when you started your business that you wished you knew, you know, that, you know, you didn't read the fine print. They just, you know, you just signed on the dotted line without reading the fine print. And then you're like, oh my goodness, if I'd known, maybe I would have taken these decisions. Do you have any of those stories?
Yeah, I think the first one that comes to my mind is, well, just going back to what I had talked about before is like most people won't believe in you. You know, if you're looking for external validation or for support all the way and people to be cheering for you, you have to find that in yourself and you have to be internally motivated. You have to know why you're doing this and have something pulling you forward. And so I would say that really check in with the why behind the business. Like people want to build something big maybe. And so they can be applauded and recognized for that. But if it's not something deep inside of you, something that's really pulling you forward on it, you're going to have a hard time. You know, if you're not internally motivated and you're looking for that external validation, you're likely not going to make it. So I would say the first one is like to check back in with your why.
Right.
Like why are you actually doing this? What are you trying to create and why? Like there's an exercise to do with my clients called 7 Levels Deep. And we put the goal at the top and then we just ask 7 times, why is this important to you? And boom, why is this important to you? And we go down 7 levels deep and we get down there. And what I found is that at the base of almost all of our decisions is either love or fear. You know, when we stop here at this outward goal of starting a business, let's say, it's like, why is this important to you? And you end up going down into their childhood experiences and all these different things. And you get deep and at the core of it is this love or whatever is motivating you, fear of, you know, having to regret how you didn't take action or love for something larger than yourself. I would say check back in with that and the why. And I think that's one of the main things, one of the most important lessons I would pass on to any entrepreneur or anybody who's starting onto this. journey.
Right. Fantastic. Let me jump on what you just said about the compelling reasons being love or fear. What would you think is a stronger motivator, love or fear?
Love is the frequency of abundance. It's that everything, it's having faith. When you're moving forward on love, it's you're moving forward despite all the chaos that's going on in the world. It's you knowing, you believing, you trusting in the fact that everything is happening as it should and you can move forward. Now, I think that is the most powerful, and that's the one I am moving forward on. That allows for faith. It allows for understanding that although this coronavirus is happening, like it's for a reason, and we can come out better than this. Fear, I think, is a motivator in some way, but fear is a mindset of it's a scarcity. It's I have to protect myself or my. I think it's love opens you up to the world and fear closes you down.
Perfect.
And so although they are very strong, they're opposing. And so I would tap into the love. If moving forward, you can be pulled by love into that state of abundance. That's what we're all after here.
I love it, man. Love opens you up and fear closes you down. That is a tweetable right there. That should be on a t-shirt, but that's amazing. But let's talk about, you know, what you do with action, you know, action oriented. With your coaching and with your clients. I know a lot of people who've listened to this podcast are going to be like, where is Jesse? Sign me up to whatever he is on, because, you know, they're just going to love you. So talk to us about that and how we can connect with you some more.
Yeah, absolutely. So I've done some pivoting on my business as well because of these weird times in the world. And really right now I have a free community on Facebook. It's called the Conscious Action Takers Club. And I'm really helping people to step into their, what I call step into their consciousness. Right. Like consciousness is the antidote. It's the opposite of fear. It's stepping into that and embodying who we're meant to become. And so I'm just creating a community on Facebook, Conscious Action Takers Club. It's completely free. And I just want to start a dialogue with everyone out there that's experiencing the hardships that we are experiencing right now in the world because of coronavirus and the shutdowns and all these things that are happening. And then for men, I'm also a mentor for men. And I think a lot of the things that are happening right now can be remediated, but we are all being called to another level in our leadership and living our lives. And so I mentor men to help them lead their lives to the next level specifically. But I've also created a community called Manhood Mastery, and it's really mastering manhood in the modern world, because what got us here as men, you know, it is not going to get us out, you know, as people, but also as men. There's a lot of, in the US, I'm curious to know, Steve, if you guys are facing any of these challenges, but in the United States, there's a lot of suicides, overdoses, mental health problems, a lot of these different things, especially in the veteran and the first responder community, that is just really ripping across the world, or the country rather. And so I've got the CAT Club, I've got Manhood Mastery, and then you can find me at action-oriented.com, as well as action_Jesse on Instagram.
Fantastic. Let's just talk, I know, because I wanted that to be the final question, but I'm so interested and super stoked talking about men, because, you know, men don't get enough help. Women, of course, have clubs and cliques and cliches and this and that, but men usually aren't generally the type of people to submit, because every man is an alpha. You know, every man feels like, I can figure it out by myself. I don't need no man telling me what to do. Talk to us a bit. Talk to a man out there who probably is lost, probably doesn't have a mentor, and probably is just trying to figure it all out by himself. He's got a bunch of all these limits and beliefs. He's got a family, but he doesn't know how to, you know, navigate. What would you tell that guy, and how could we help him?
I mean, the first thing I would say is that you don't have to do this alone. And really, you don't want to. You don't want to get to the end of your life and look back and realize you're at the top of the mountain and everyone else is left behind. You know, so if you are successful in whatever it is you're trying to do, that is not really what you're after. Like seven levels deep, it's not to be the best and the only one at the top of the mountain.
Right.
And so I would offer that they challenge that limiting belief that they have to do this alone or that they are alone, and understand that together we are all stronger. Like iron sharpens iron.
Right.
Like in the Marine Corps, like we were together as a brotherhood, and we were effective because we leaned on each other. We mastered the whole unit because we each filled in our own pieces with their own strengths and overcame each other's weaknesses.
Right.
And so that's really what I believe is, I mean, we're all being called upon that now to reach this next level. And really, this is a little broad, but it's like to change the face of the planet. I mean, look where we're at, the whole world is shut down. Like, this is what got us here. Like, individuals got us here. These decisions got us here. Now, collectively, we need to come together, step up to this challenge, overcome this adversity, and really answer this call to action together and move forward. So I would say, you know, you're not alone. And there's people out there that can really, it's this mutual support and understanding and this sort of connection that really brings us out of this and will help you rise to your potential and find out that you actually do have something to offer the world and that you can overcome what you're facing right now and those feelings and get you out of your head and out into the world.
I couldn't have ended it better, bro. Thank you so much for being a part of The Ugly Truth About Business. And I know that people are going to be super stoked about this podcast and connect with you. I'm definitely going to look out for the Facebook group and just sit in, listen and learn and just, you know, listen to the light that you got to share. So thank you for being on the podcast, bro.
Thanks so much, Steve. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate you and all the things you're doing for the world. You're truly making the world a better place, man. I'm grateful to meet you and be here.
Thank you for listening to the Ugly Truth About Business podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. Please take a moment to subscribe, share it with a friend, and most importantly, leave a review and let people know that this is the podcast that they should be listening to on the internet. Thank you.